Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of yoga, shamanic reiki, and wildlife advocacy and activism. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share yoga and other practices to keep you feeling grounded, connected, and real as you unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and changemaker in service to your circle, your community, and our earth. Welcome to your extraordinary life. You'll find past episodes at myshamaniclife.com. I'm in the process of founding a nonprofit as my earth service, a pet turtle rescue, wildlife rehabilitation, environmental education programs, and eventually, wetlands preservation projects. It's still under construction, but you can visit dancingturtlewildlife.com to see what's coming into being. Settle in now, and wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support, and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel how you're held, anchored in, nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. If you're catching this episode when it airs, you still have a week to register for Shamanic Reiki Level 2, which is being done virtually on March 20th and 21st. All the details are on my website, and you can go to myshamaniclife.com. That's going to take you there, and you'll find the Shamanic Reiki training page either in the bottom menu or on the homepage. As I said, all the details and registration is right there. I'd also like to remind you that every new and full moon, I offer free of charge an opportunity to journey. I call them turtle journeys, named after my drum, which has a turtle painted on it. And these are 30-minute audio only. We do it by conference call. And anyone can participate. You'll find the call-in information in my newsletter. And you'll also find it in the event in the Shamanic Flow Circle group on Facebook. And if you are not a member of the Shamanic Flow Circle yet, I invite you to do that. You'll find the link on my website in that bottom menu, or you can search for the Shamanic Flow Circle on Facebook and find us there. And each day I get on and do a live with the energy of the day based on the Maya Zilkin calendar. And I also pull a card from the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck by Kim Kranz. And it's that card that inspires these episodes. Today's card was Nightingale, that little bird that sings in the darkness at night. And I was considering what it means to sing in the darkness in the dream time. John Perkins, in his book The World Is As You Dream It, shares experiences and teachings from the Shuar tribe in the Amazon. And the shamanic view that he brings is that everything is as we perceive it to be. Our dream is what is reality. And to create a new world, we must first create a new dream. And in the Shaman's Toolkit, Sandra Ingerman talks about the importance of speaking out as part of a global community against injustices and in a way that models the world as you dream it can be. So if you dream of peace, you must speak and act peacefully. Nightingale invites us to communicate our truth, to sing to the dream. and in doing so, to really embody and live that truth. One of the tools that I have used over and over again in my own growth and that I offer to those that I have taught and mentored is the chakra system from yoga. And I find this a really powerful tool for spiritual growth. This ancient energy system connected with our contemporary archetypes by so many of those who are working with it today has really given us this foundation with which we can enliven and empower various aspects of ourselves. And in doing so, really support the emerging change maker and leader that you are becoming. So I'd like to offer you a way that you can really connect in with the chakras and awaken each chakra's energy. The seed sounds of each chakra are particularly empowering because you make the sound. You are singing power into each one of your energy centers. And as you do that, you can shape-shift each of those energy centers into that which you dream it could be. This is a really great place to start with embodying that dream. I invite you to join me for some gentle yoga asana and a practice of these seed sounds. So if you're joining me, unroll your mat and come into a comfortable seated position where your sitting bones are down. And that doesn't mean they have to be on the floor. You might be supporting them by a pillow or a folded blanket. And find your easy pose. It might be with your ankles crossed. Perhaps you need to stretch one leg out or both, or come into Baddha Konasana. Support your pose any way that you need to. And then get a little bit taller through your spine. Relax your shoulders down your back. Reach up through your crown. And bring your attention to your breath. Take a deep breath in and out. Draw each breath in through your nose and down into your body. Going a little deeper with each inhale until you get the breath moving in your abdomen. Feel your belly expand. Inhale and contract with the exhale. And feel your roots, your energetic connection to the earth. Like a cord of red light going down and anchoring you into the center of the earth. From the base of your spine, your root chakra. And breathe into your root. Going to begin our seed sound practice with the root energy. And the sound is LAM. So chant it with me three times. LAM. 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 feel the energy of that chakra awaken. Your root, your stability, your groundedness. Now lay your hands on your knees. Lean forward slightly and begin to circle your upper body. Go to the side and back as you inhale, and then to the other side and forward as you exhale, so that each circle is paired with a breath. Syncing up body movement and breath. And feel the flow. Notice how it feels in your low back and your hips as you circle. As you finish your next exhale, pause and then change the direction of your circles. So going the other direction to go back, and then circling forward again with your exhale. And keep going in this direction. Again, syncing up with the breath. Low. Maybe things feel a little bit different in this direction. We tend to default to the way that feels the most easy and natural. So the second direction might feel a little more awkward or stiff. Just notice that. One more time. And as you come to the end of your exhale now, just come back into a tall spine, feeling the resonance of the movement in the hip area. And into the energy of the sacral chakra. Going to sound VAM. So let's do that three times. VAM. 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 And just feel that sound as it settles in and activates the center that creates your flow, that invites you to move. Now walk your hands back a little bit. Lean back onto your sitting bones and unfold your legs out in front of you. Them a little shake out, releasing the knees. Rock your feet from side to side so that your legs rock all the way up into your hips. And then bend your knees, place your feet on the floor. Make sure your hands are a comfortable distance back so you can stay leaning back slightly. And turn your fingers out into whatever direction feels most comfortable for your wrists. And then balancing just behind your sitting bones, lift your feet off the floor to bring your knees a little closer to your chest. Take an inhale here. And as you exhale, take your knees to your right. And as your left hip comes off the floor, turn and look at your hip. And then inhale, bring your knees and your head back to center. Now exhale and take your knees over to your left. And as your right hip comes up, look at your right hip. And the knees don't have to get to the floor. Inhale, bring your knees and your gaze back to center. Exhale, take your knees to the right and look at your left hip as it lifts. Inhale, come back to center. And as you exhale, take your knees to the left and look at your right hip. Inhale to center. Exhale again to the right, look to your left hip. Inhale to center. And exhale, your knees to the left, look to your right hip. Inhale, center. Two more times. To the right, look to your left hip. Inhale, come back to center. Exhale, knees to the left, look at your right hip. Inhale to center. And one more time, to the right with the exhale, look at your left hip. Inhale, return to center. And as you exhale, send your knees to the left and look at your right hip. Now inhale, come back to center and hold. Lift up through your heart. Check that you're still balancing right behind your sitting bones. Press your spine forward slightly so that your low back is long. Draw your navel in and up against your spine. Lift your feet until they're about the level of your knees. And then, can you get a little lighter on your hands? Reach your hands forward so that you're reaching past your knees towards your feet. You might also take an intermediate position of holding the backs of your thighs. Breathe. And then release your feet down to the floor. Slide your legs out. And walk your hands in so you're sitting tall in seated staff. Hands next to your hips, shoulders rolling down and back, crown tall. Reach through your heels and relax the backs of your heels down. And feel the energy that we've created in the solar plexus. That chakra sound is Ram. And let's do that sound three times. Ram. 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 Feel the energy of that chakra awakening. The resonance, the vibration of the sound, adding to what the asana and movement created. And now bend your knees, bring your feet to the floor, and swing your legs around to come onto your hands and knees. Align your knees under your hips, your hands under your shoulders. Bring your attention back to your breath, deepening again. And then moving with the breath as you take your next breath in, draw your heart forward through your arms. Move your navel toward the floor so that your tailbone lifts. And as you exhale, round your back. Drop your head and your tailbone. Inhale, draw your heart through. Lift your tailbone to the sky, melt your shoulders down your back. And as you exhale, round your back. Drop your head and your tailbone. And continue this flow, inhaling the heart forward. Exhale, round. Again, inhale, lift your heart, melt your shoulders back. Exhale, round your back, lift the mid back. Two more times. Inhale, draw your heart through. And exhale, round back. One more, inhale. Heart comes through and lifts. Exhale, round. Now inhale, back to a neutral spine. Walk your hands back and sit your hips onto your heels. Sitting tall. If this is not appropriate for you, swing your legs around and come back into easy pose. Relax your shoulders down your back. For a moment, rest your hands on your thighs. Tuck your tailbone slightly and lift your crown. Now drop your hands down by your sides. Bend your elbows, bring your hands behind your back, and right there at your sacrum, interlace your fingers. And if that doesn't work for you, hold one hand with the other. Draw your shoulder blades down and in, and broaden your collarbones to lift your heart. Begin to straighten your elbows and reach your knuckles behind you, past your toes. Feel your heart lift more. Breathe into that. And you can stay here or lean forward slightly. Tuck your chin and bring the crown of your head to the floor in front of you. So you want to get to the back part of your head right before it bends around into the back of your skull. If you can't reach it, you might be a little bit more forward. But keeping the chin tucked and working toward the back is going to keep the neck safer. Your hips come off your heels, your back rounds slightly, and your arms start to lift to the sky. Now, if your shoulders are very open, you might find your arms actually start to fall over your head toward the floor in front of you. But let your arms be where they're comfortable. There's no requirement they have to get anywhere. Take a couple breaths here. Yoga Mudra. Then to come out, imagine someone has just taken a hold of your hands. And as you lift up, lift through your hands to lift your heart, lift your head off the floor, return your hips to your heels, and reach your knuckles again to the floor right behind your toes. Heart lifting. Soften your elbows and float your hands back to your sacrum. Slide your hands apart, float your arms out to the side, and return your palms to your thighs. You might feel some tingles in your shoulders, maybe going down your arms. And notice the space in the heart. The heart chakra is awakening. And let's tap into that energy, awaken it a little bit more with the sound yum. Three times. Yum. 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 Just sit for a moment with that sound resonating. Heart space. Now, with the shoulders relaxing back, tip your chin to the sky. Imagine that you're holding a tennis ball between your skull and the top of your back, so there's space in the back of your neck. Push your chin forward and up. release your jaw and push your lower jaw forward until your bottom teeth are out in front of your top teeth. And if it's comfortable, there's no popping or pain, wiggle your jaw a little bit from side to side. You might notice that there is some tension there. And now bring your chin back until your teeth realign. Soften your jaw. And lower your chin all the way down to your chest. Relax your neck, keep your shoulders back and down, and let your head hang very heavily. Feel the opening that's happening in the cervical vertebrae as they separate a little bit. On your next breath in, lift your chin and bring your ears back over your shoulders. And now exhale and tip your head to the right, so that your ear falls toward the top of your right shoulder. Keep relaxing both shoulders down, making some space on the left side of your neck. With your next breath in, slowly lift your head back to center. And then exhale and tip your head over to the left. The ear moves toward the shoulder, but the shoulder stays down, not meeting the ear. Keep your right shoulder down too, and feel any stretch on the right side of your neck. On your next inhale, slowly lift your head and bring it back to center. Feel any sensation in your neck, your throat, your jaw. As we start to open up the throat chakra, this is where we speak our truth. And the seed sound of the throat chakra is hum. Let's sound that three times. Hum. 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 Feel that sound resonating in the throat, maybe in the ears, in the roof of your mouth. Now shift your hips to one side of your feet. Swing your legs around. Lean back on your hands so you can again shake your legs out a little bit, bounce the knees up and down. Make windshield wiper movements with your feet, releasing after sitting in hero. Walk your hands in next to your hips, sit tall again in seated staff, pressing your heels forward and then moving the backs of your heels down to soften your knees. Now bend your right knee, walk your foot in, and step your foot over to the outside of your left thigh. Hold on to your right knee with your left hand and bring your right hand behind you and behind your right hip. As you take your next breath in, lengthen your spine. And as you exhale, rotate your heart to the right. Use your left hand to guide your left ribs to your right thigh. Drop your right shoulder back and down. Stay really long through your spine. And now turn your chin to the right so that it's coming towards your right shoulder as if you were trying to see behind you. And now look into the right corners of your eyes. feel the spiral all the way up your spine, and the way the breath flows around that spiral up and down. Breathe with that, keeping your eyes focused to your right as if you had a focal point that was all the way behind you. As you take your next breath in, bring your eyes back to center, your head back to center, and then unwind so your heart comes back to center. Walk both hands back a little bit, lean back and slide your right leg out. Let that relax for just a moment, maybe shaking out again. And then come back into your seated staff by walking your hands next to your hips, sitting tall, reaching through your heels. Now bend your left knee, walk your foot in, and step your foot over to the outside of your right thigh. Wrap your right arm around your knee, drop your left fingers to the floor, walk them back and then behind your left hip. Inhale, get a little taller, and as you exhale, rotate to the left. And as your heart comes around, use your right hand to help move the right side ribs around. Relax your left shoulder, drop it back and down. Now turn your chin towards your left collarbone, starting to look behind you. And then complete that by looking into the left corners of your eyes, trying to see right behind you. Keep your eyes on a focal point over your shoulder. And again, breathe up and down the spiral of your spine. Keep pressing your sitting bones down. Hips stay squared forward, so you've really got this twist happening with the mid-back. And reach through your crown, chin level with the floor, even as it comes around. Take another breath. And with your next inhale, start unwinding from the eyes, and then the chin, and then the heart, until you're facing forward. Walk your hands back a little bit. Step your left foot back to the inside and extend that leg out and perhaps shake out a little. Now walk your hands in again next to your hips. Roll your shoulders back. Reach out through your heels, drop the backs of your heels down, and soften your knees as much as is necessary to avoid any strain. Notice any sensation between your eyebrows and your third eye center. The seed sound for the third eye is Aum. Let's sound that three times. Aum. 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 And feel any resonation of that sound in the third eye. Everything waking up. And now come back into easy pose. Whatever that comfortable seated position was for you, perhaps crossing your ankles or bringing in one foot and leaving the other extended. If you had been using a cushion and you've come off it, you can bring that back underneath your sitting bones. Sink down into your sitting bones. Feel your tailbone reaching down. Remember, that red cord going down from the root chakra, anchoring you into the earth. And now feel a violet cord from the crown of your head reaching up into the center of the cosmos, connecting your crown chakra with spirit. And let's sing the seed sound of the crown. Om, three times. Energy centers as you dream them to be. And I'm going to leave you here. You can stay seated, drop into meditation for a few moments, or if you desire to take Savasana, feel free to come down onto your back, settle in, rest there as long as you desire, acknowledging the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.